I'm Hannah Kay-Footman.
I'm Catherine Orchard.
And I'm Hannah van der Vestazen.
And we are
the Fuckboy Podcast.
Let's start.
Beautiful day, girl.
Oh, it's just gorgeous day in your beauty. The sun's out. Sun's out.
What a time to be alive. Truly.
I've literally been naked all morning trying to burn.
Trying to
burn my skin.
See, I've got too much wrinkle paranoia now. Slathering myself in a factor 50.
Oh, me too, babes.
Yeah, I'm going to be haggard.
Do you remember when the times when one would pour olive oil on one skin?
See, I never did that.
I actually never did that either.
My mum's always been...
I remember Katie Channer at a certain height used to do it.
Katie,
you're going to regret that.
One day, when you look like a leather handbag,
exactly.
You're
going to
really regret
when you look like a prune.
Well, she's actually been made into a handbag, and she sells for quite a lot.
She sells for an awful lot.
Yeah, she's on the news Kate Spade line.
Yeah, no, that's my new neurosis, is getting loads of wrinkles.
Yeah, yeah,
mainly
to have one.
I'm going to be 107 still playing a 17-year-old, and that's going to be a lot for me.
Oh, fuck, yeah. You've got to keep your youth.
I need to maintain it. I know, I'm not fooling anyone thus far.
Do fairies go to uni?
What's that?
Do fairies go to uni?
Maybe fairies do go to uni. To be fair, Stelz has got to kind of like rule the kingdom.
She's got quite a lot on.
She's got quite a lot on her plate, to be honest.
Yeah.
So maybe she would have wrinkles from the stress of being heir to the throne.
There we go.
It's very probable.
Get back in the sun.
It does make sense.
Get those wrinkles.
Get those wrinkles. Get back out there. Pass me the olive oil. I'm going to go stick myself on the barbecue.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Truly.
Truly. I'm really excited for today.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited.
Yes. So I've never really watched any Marvel, DC, besides when I was like dragged to the cinema by probably a fuckboy. So I did watch the first Avengers and I loved it.
So good.
I couldn't believe
it's a brilliant film.
How deeply invested I was in these like six characters from one movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I wanted to know all of their backstories. I wanted to know everything about them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
How do they do that?
Joss Whedon is a clever man, albeit an angry, evil man.
Does multiple characters.
He does.
Really well.
Yeah. Buffy is insane. You guys need to watch it. Mm. You need to get on the Buffy program.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah, he's just good at that, giving people an art, well, unless you're Cyclops in DC. Sorry,
Cyclops,
what was that?
Cyclops in DC? It was actually...
You really lost that point.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
You were boring yourself.
I can't remember his name.
No, it was actually my my phone buzzing because I didn't put it on silent mode. But thank God for that, because it was my new app. It's a fact app and it gives me new facts every hour.
And what is
this? This one is, jelly beans are covered in shellac, which is made from bug excretions.
Oh, is it what you put on your nails?
I don't know.
Shellac nails.
Yeah, I know, but is that also bug excretions too?
It must be.
Must be.
Gross, guys.
That's very ancient Egyptian. I love it.
Scarab.
That's so true. Mm.
Scarab beetle energy.
Scarab juice. What did they dye blue with? Was that beetles?
I think so, yeah. They dyed lots with beetles. Yeah.
Well, it's like finding out that perfume is actually cat's bumhole juice, isn't it? Like
what?
It's like the what's the thing that you have in your like anal gland? It's that.
What
to
do
make
you
perfume.
Have in your anal gland?
Well, cats have a smell in their anal gland, and that's used to make perfume.
Huh?
Oh yeah, you've been spritzing yourself with cat's anal gland juice
with the pussy.
You've been spritzing yourself with the pussy and eating scarab excretions in jelly beans.
I mean, wow, that is so not vegan, is it, for you, Kath?
No,
there's actually this really great place in Brighton that you can go in and you can buy a bottle of perfume.
Oh.
And it's the smell of all the high street perfumes, but it's a vegan version.
Oh my God, great.
Yeah, really clever.
That's very smart.
What, so you can get vegan Coco Mademoiselle?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But it's cheaper too.
It's way cheaper.
Yeah.
What's
I mean,
that called,
I've
shop?
Not gone and like sniffed them together. I can't remember the name. It's in the Lanes in Brighton.
Mm.
It's like quite a fun looking shop as well.
Oh, enjoy that.
I love perfume, guys.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a really fun shop.
Though. I always forget to put to perfume wear it. On.
I can never settle on one.
Oh, really?
Never.
Really?
I'm still not trying to find my smell. Yeah.
I thought your scent was that fancy one from Liberty.
Oh, what's it called? What's it called?
What's it called?
Portrait of a Lady.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great for winter. I haven't found my summer. Spring, summer,
right.
into August.
So. Oh, I'm just Chanel all year round.
You're Chanel number five, baby.
Yeah. Classy bitch. What are you?
Mine was Chanel
Old Spice.
Oh, yeah, Old Spice. Always. Pick up. Now I'm on a horse. but now it's more Jo Malone, yes. Rose.
Yeah. What do you think the Marvel characters would wear? Thor is definitely like...
Thor is just full on BO.
Yes. Yeah. Sexy oh my BO. God, sexy isn't the, BO.
Isn't that just wild? Pheromones. When you fancy someone, how their BO smells like...
Incredible.
Fucking crack. It smells amazing.
Yeah, I really don't like deodorant.
Really?
Like natural you deodorant like or... Well, unless you're like, got serious problem. Stinky problems, then, you know, maybe whack on some deo. But I do love a natural deodorant over a spray.
So do I.
I hate those normal deodorants.
The feeling, and when you're like, it doesn't come off when you wash in the shower, you have to really scrub.
And it's really bad to have them on
clogging your
glands.
Yeah, but I still use it because I'm lazy. I'm a lazy lady.
Maybe we should get Hannah some natural deodorants.
Do you know what? I do actually have some. And it was like a balm that you put on your
armpits. Yeah, which is a bit of ag because you have to touch
which
it.
Which is a bit aggy. And then I remember being like, now I have to wash my hands.
And oh, you're fucking
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck that. Yeah. It is the best one.
Yeah.
The ones that are
it was really
creamy.
Good.
But the coconut oil, yeah. Mm. But they're usually not
do you think,
as good.
Do you think Thor would? You maybe be into that.
Yeah,
no.
What would Thor use? Thor would, like... Do some weird Asgardian
version of Old Spice.
Cream. Yeah. He totally would. He'd like smack himself with like herbs or something.
Hulk just stinks.
Hulk
stinks, but Banner smells amazing.
Banner is like super clean.
Yeah,
Banner's
yeah.
stinky yes. bitch.
Banner
as soon
would
smell
as he
great. Transforms, he fucking reeks.
Yeah, the second.
Black Widow is definitely like Portrait of a Lady or something like that.
Yeah.
Very
Iron
erotic.
Man. Pacaraban.
No. Iron Man.
Yeah, that gold one.
Yeah, the gold one.
There's actually a line in it that Shut he up. Uses Ace spray, which is like Lynx
like
in Lynx? America.
Ew, that's
I know.
So gross.
Yeah, and they like take the mick out of him. They're like, are you using Ace? And he's like,
oh my gosh.
Oh my know, god. Jokes. Did you guys used to spray Lynx Africa all over you to remind you of the boys that you fancied when you were a teenager? Because I did.
Oh my god, so girl school. No, I think my brothers stunk of them, so I was like,
wait, did you really?
Ew.
No, you went to an all girls school.
I went to an all girls school.
Yeah.
No,
we're
I didn't. Very pure. No, I remember so distinctly that one boy had who I really fancied. First kiss. Yeah, we bumped tea.
Tell me about your first kiss.
Oh, mine was at a house party. And he kissed me so aggressively that we smashed teeth really hard. And then both just had like a very shy kiss afterwards, going, both of us being like, do we want to talk about the fact that this is terrible? Like,
oh,
I
miss no.
so much of that washing machine towel.
Oh, the washing machine towel.
Vile. Not good.
Oh.
And then, yeah, he went off me very swiftly. Sad times.
Typical. That's a classic,
Typical.
Isn't it? A house party.
Yeah.
Guys, have you listened to Olivia Rodrigo's... Olivia Rodrigo's new album, Sour?
No.
When this comes out, everyone will be like, oh my god, that's so boring and old school, but... I'm listening to it right now. And
is it great?
It's the best album.
Does it remind you of your first kiss?
It does. It reminds you of like Heartbreak. It's the perfect teenage first album Heartbreak.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Have you know Driver's License, right?
Yeah.
So like the rest of her, some of her songs are very like Paramore-esque, Bikini Kill-esque. Like they've got some
so
punk
good.
In there.
I was listening to one on the way home and I was like, this bangs.
What were your first kisses?
Barnaby Oates.
Barnaby Oates!
In a church hall.
Oh.
Spin the bottle.
Sacrilegious.
My Christian mother would not have been happy.
No.
In the church!
Yeah, but you know when you had discos in church halls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I was 14, maybe?
Oh, okay.
13,
That's
14.
Reasonable.
Right.
I was year 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
Year 7. Yeah, and I...
No, year 7, you're like 11.
Yeah, you're like 11.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Are you?
Oldest 12 in...
Oh, okay, fuck, I don't know. I was young. 13, maybe. I just remember being head over heels for him.
Oh,
I
was
so really? Mad.
And then actually I had a dream about Barnaby Yates the other night and he was a drug addict.
Oh no!
He was a drug addict, but he had a really soft jumper on.
You were like, I'm so sorry, but fantastic jumper.
Can I just hug you?
Can I stroke your back?
Can you just face him in the muscle again?
Yeah.
Can I have your jumper?
Yes, please.
What was yours, Cathy's?
Obviously, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. You just remember anything.
I don't remember anything.
How do you not remember your first kiss?
I honestly astounded. Don't remember.
Astounded. Can't have been that
maybe
good.
It's because it never happened.
Yeah, I've never kissed anyone before.
Do you want us to make out with you now?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. Sorry, just pull the book off.
After you.
Grab the bottle.
That's really sad. I wish I did remember, but I just don't.
Oh, I'm so surprised because I always feel like, well, maybe
I'm
for
very
me,
nostalgic.
You're like very intelligent and you know way more than me and arguably
as
Hannah.
You're going to... Okay, rude.
You speak for yourself.
I said arguably.
Sure. Okay, fine. I forgive you, maybe. I'm not deeply resentful.
I think I'm not a nostalgic...
Gal.
Like, I don't have...
Yeah.
I try and throw things out all the time and my mum, like, collects them.
Your mum's
and, like,
just hoarding
puts
for
them
you.
Back upstairs for me. And then I'm like, get rid of it because I have
but
no
you have lots of
attachment
stuff.
To it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but that's because I'm... A hoarder.
Yes, but not
a bit sentimental.
A short-term hoarder.
Yes, more like I like to be prepared.
Sure.
You're like my grandma. She would always like hoard those free tissues that they give out in Japan.
Oh.
Naturally.
That's so cute.
We had boxes and boxes of free tissues.
You never know
tissues.
When you're going to have a sniffle.
I used to like collect things on planes.
Yeah, I do that.
Because you're like free,
free shit.
Shit.
Free shit. Free shit. Oh my God, I love free shit.
Yeah,
I know you
I
do.
Fucking love free shit. Honestly.
It's like the best part about being on Winx, no?
Yeah.
Getting free 100%. Shit. The other day someone was like, do you sleep on your side? If so, we've got a pillow that we want to send you. And I was like, fantastic. Here's my name. Here's my address. Here's my mother's maiden name. Here's my social security number. Fucking have it. Give me the free pillow. They actually didn't reply.
You know that, that helps with wrinkles.
Yeah. Sleeping on the side.
If you sleep on the side, you get bad wrinkles, apparently.
Yes, so you want to sleep
like
on your back.
So you want to sleep on your back, but then if you get one of those pillows, maybe that helps.
I think you're a psychopath if you sleep on your back.
I'm trying to train myself to sleep on my back.
Me too.
For the wrinkles.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Awful. UK/FBoy to take a style quiz that really gets to know you and the way that you want to dress.
And the quiz is... truly spot on. All you do is pay a £10 styling fee for each 5-piece fix, which is then credited towards anything you decide to keep.
I absolutely love everything that I've got from Stitch Fix. You can schedule at any time. The best part is there's no subscription required. Shippings, returns and exchanges are easy, free, no stressful returns included.
And I love the fact that Stitch Fix allows you to preview your clothing selection before they send them over, so you can change any choices you might not like.
It's incredible.
Get dressed with no stress at stitchfix.co.uk/fboy and you will get 20% off when you keep everything in your fix.
And trust us, you will want to. That is stitchfix.co.uk/fboy for 20% off when you keep everything in your fix.
Should we do the podcast, guys?
I think let's get into it.
Yeah, I think we must.
So I don't know if our listeners have guessed.
Oh yeah, we are talking, sorry.
We're talking about Marvel today.
We're talking about Marvel. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, is that good?
Oh, so good.
Sometimes when I feel sad, I listen to the Avengers theme tune.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm like, I can do it. I can do it.
I can get through the day.
Those red comic Marvel opening credits.
Oh,
I know that's how patriotic people feel. Like, I imagine that's how patriotic people feel when they hear the national anthem or some shit. Because I'm not a very patriotic person, but when that song comes on, I'm like, I will die for my country.
And my country is Marvel.
Oh my God, that is so true and so good. I am ready to go to war, drop me now. Thank you. Oh my God. Sign me up. Sign me up and put me in a cat suit.
Ooh. Yes, I love that for you, Hannah.
Thank you very much.
Squeeze me into it. Oh my God, they're all so fit.
They are stupid hot.
If they weren't fuckboys, they'd just be stupid.
Yes.
Like,
tell us,
look like that. And
tell
be
us your thoughts.
So I'm just going to tell to you one person who doesn't know what the fuck Marvel is, and yes. You're still listening.
Oh, yes.
Marvel's one of the highest grossing franchises of literally all time.
Yep.
So...
Yep.
Tony Stark in Iron Man came out in 2008.
Yeah, which is why it's dated so badly.
It's dated so badly. But like 13 years later, they're still on this mad run.
Amazing.
Like they're probably bigger than ever. Like,
yeah.
They had no idea how it was going to do as well. They thought it was going to be a bit of a flop.
No, because so many Marvel's films done by Fox and done in other places just... Did flop.
Like, yeah.
You know, X-Men did well and then it didn't do so well. Yeah. And so many superhero films just kind of didn't work.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four films didn't really work.
Oh, like, They're pretty rubbish.
And Marvel, it's ridiculous.
It's insane. Longevity. It's insane. Have you seen those videos when like all the boys come out on stage and it's like a rising stage, right? So they're underground and then they rise to the Marvel soundtrack. And they just come up onto stage and the fans are like...
screaming.
Just going wild.
Like, it's like Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And they just stood there. They just stood there.
It's truly wild.
Talking about the boys coming out. I'm like... Do you know what it was? I was actually thinking about Tom Hiddleston.
His Loki speech.
Well, I was just thinking of him as Loki when you were talking about that and I got my allergies because he makes me ill.
Oh my God, it's that thing that he says.
What does he say?
Oh my God, he fucking says the most creepy thing. This is my bargain, you mewling quim.
Cheers. Yeah.
Which he says in the first Avengers, right?
Yeah. Yes. Kneel before me. Kneel. What a fuckboy line, isn't it?
Such a fuckboy. You can imagine him saying that to a woman in the bedroom as well.
Kneel before me. Look, we're going to come back to Loki because I have a big old question for you.
Yes, okay, here.
Does Loki fuck?
Does Loki
We'll get to it later.
Does Loki have genitalia?
I think
so. Just Voldemort. Anyway, we'll come back to it.
We're going to come back to them. But today, okay, so what we're doing today with... Because Marvel is so large and has such massive scope, we're going to focus specifically on the Avengers. So the Avengers are this group of superheroes. They fight together against evil, obviously.
Yeah.
And the people who have been Avengers are Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, Hawkeye, War Machine, Vision, Scarlet Witch, Falcon, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Nebula, and Rocket.
Yes! So many of them.
So there's a lot of them, but like a lot of the heroes that you think of actually aren't Avengers. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, Peter Quill, he's not an Avenger.
Is he not?
No, he never actually kind of wears the suit and is part of the Avengers team.
Right.
Wait, so the little badger is...
He is an Avenger.
He's an Avenger? Wait, yes, is he a badger?
No, he's a...
Raccoon. He's a raccoon.
Bradley Cooper voices him.
Yeah, I know. Nuts. Incredible.
Does look a bit like Bradley Cooper as well.
Tell that to Bradley.
Makes me thrilled, don't you? Oh my God, there's a spider on the ceiling.
Oh gosh, that's moving today. Like a maniac.
Spider-Man.
Bite me. I really want to be Spider-Woman.
Oh my God.
Have you guys watched Into the Spider-Verse yet? Because I've recommended that so many times.
I don't like cartoons.
I love animation, so it's really rogue for me.
Please,
that it.
Watch it.
I'm going to because I actually was reading the top like Marvel.
This is the best
one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Okay, so sorry.
It's the best one. Okay, so look, we're gonna obviously start with of the Avengers.
Yeah.
The ultimate fuckboy.
Yeah.
Billionaire.
Genius.
Playboy. Philanthropist. Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
That line, you told me about that line before I watched it, and then when I watched it I was like, such a fuckboy. You're such a narcissist.
And for like the one person out there thinking this. I know it's genius first. I know you're like, she said it in the wrong order.
But we did that.
Why did you say it in the wrong order?
Just because he's like a billionaire. Well, he's a genius first. But to me, he's a billionaire first.
He's also a fucking arms dealer, which makes him a fuckboy of the highest order.
Yes.
That's so true.
So Tony Stark is actually fucking rogue. So Iron Man is the story of Tony Stark. He's a billionaire industrialist, genius inventor.
Quote unquote.
He makes weapons. He makes bad weapons.
He makes bombs.
And he's basically forced to build this devastating weapon that he's actually already built. They just want him to remake it and, like, the bad guys get it. That film has aged.
That film is terrible.
So badly.
Yeah, I've not seen it and I don't know.
I mean, yeah. It's like...
It's super problematic.
It's really problematic. Yeah. Like, oh dear. The Taliban. Like,
yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's set in the Middle East as, like, the Ten Rings, which they're now bringing back into... Is it Shang-Chi?
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
and
I
it's
don't know.
That and the Ten Rings, and it's kind of the wrong... Anyway, that's not... That's, like, comic stuff. It's just weird, like, the way that they've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels, like, mildly racist.
Oh, it feels...
Yeah.
Not mildly.
Yeah.
But not even mildly.
Full on racist. It's like classic 2008.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, everyone
Post Second World... Second World.
Yeah, actually quite a lot post.
Whoa.
I didn't have my coffee today.
Post 9/11.
Yes. Yeah. So he's an arms dealer. He gets kidnapped and forced to build a weapon, but instead he builds this high-tech suit of armour. And... That's how he escapes.
What is the thing that's in his chest?
Yeah, so that's powered by this thing called an arc reactor. So his dad is this guy, Howard Stark, and he developed this, like, energy-generating thing called an arc reactor.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony makes a mini one to put in his chest to power a magnet.
Why?
Because a piece of shrapnel gets into his chest and is moving towards his heart, or, like, into his heart. Yeah. And the magnet is pulling it
back out and away.
So the magnet stays there to make sure that the shrapnel doesn't go into his heart.
Oh my God, that's so high risk. Imagine living every day being, like...
Wild.
Yeah, not cool.
And this, like, incredible scientist saves his life and is forced to save his life and
then
dies, and it's really sad.
Aww. Spoilers. And, sorry, guys.
Yeah, so Spoilish. Many spoilers.
So many.
He kind of uncovers this plot and basically vows to kind of protect the world and to be Iron Man.
Right.
To be a good person, stop making these weapons.
He stops making the weapons, but he doesn't necessarily become a good person.
No, he doesn't. He fucks up the world multiple times.
He fucks all the girls in the world.
He fucks all the girls. He fucks the world, too. He's just, like, wild. Tony's kind of insecurities and
real
his,
daddy issues.
Yeah, and they... Because he's got so much power,
yeah,
he just has such a destructive
yeah.
kind of presence.
His narcissism
super
is
super spoiler.
Yeah.
He kind of redeems himself.
He does, yeah.
So he begins his journey as literally the most archetypal Mr. Narcissist.
Yes.
He's literally one of the most powerful people in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
In the first Avengers film, Captain America says to him, the only thing you really fight for is yourself.
Yeah.
And within 6 minutes of seeing him in Iron Man 1, he's gambling, he's got the suit, he's got the glasses, he's surrounded by beautiful women.
James Bond vibes.
James Bond vibes.
He's surrounded by,
but
like...
wittier.
More charming,
arguably.
Then, I think less charming, actually.
Really?
Less charming, more like... I know exactly what I'm dealing with, and that kind of gives you that thing of being like, sure, I'm opting into this. Whereas James Bond, I feel like he really
elusive.
Tries to, and pretend that he's like suave and really romance you and blah blah blah. And like that's actually really fucked up.
Yeah.
Whereas
he's actually more powerful. Yeah. He's like one of the most powerful people in the entire world.
Is it in Iron Man 1 when he's walking into that party and this woman goes, "Tony, do you remember me?" And he goes, "Nope."
Yeah, wild.
Oh my god.
And then just walks off.
I don't know which one it's in, but he does.
Nope.
I mean, it's wild. So, we get him like this. He's surrounded by men in suits. Like, he's just completely careless. In minutes, he's like ripping into a journalist who kind of comes up to him and is like, you know, you're ruining the world. What do you have to say about it? He honeys her. He's like, honey. Like, where did you go to university? He's so unbelievably patronising.
That is so
And
rude.
Naturally, like, that obviously results in them sleeping together, because what else would you do?
When a man is rude to you, it means he fancies you.
Exactly, and like...
And he
when
wants
he's
to fuck you.
That's really attractive when someone's, like, super patronising.
I love it when people treat me like shit.
Yeah, it's like...
So fit.
So hot.
She's saying that with sarcasm, by the way, listeners.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I've been told as of late that apparently my sarcasm has got so deadpan that people can't tell if I'm kidding or not.
I think I had to translate that a little bit.
Oh, really?
Because that wasn't
coming. I need to start agging up my sarcasm here, because people must just think I have rogue opinions. No, I actually did once love when people would treat me like shit, and now I dislike it because I went to therapy.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
We love it. So not only does he
also can I just say that this journalist is like a 6-foot supermodel.
Oh, she's so
she's a 10 out of 10.
She's a bajillion out of 10.
Yeah, oh, wow. She's herself.
She's incredible.
And in the morning,
very he's got like a goatee.
He's got a goatee, like
yeah,
the devil.
To be fair, it kind of works for me, to be honest, Tony Stark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It actually
okay.
does kind of work for me. He like looks a bit homeless. so they go home together, obviously, because what else would happen? And he doesn't say goodbye to her. He gets his wonderful assistant, Pepper, to, in quotation marks, take out the trash.
Yeah.
That's a line in the fucking film.
Also, I fucking hate that scene because, like,
obviously... They pit them against each other.
They pit them against each other. Oh, my God. It's so 2008.
It is.
That is also so good. Take out the trash.
She's like, here's your clothes. To be fair, they are just bitchy to each other.
Yeah. That's not fair, though.
They should
Why
have
are you
been
writing
like
scenes
that.
Like that?
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Stop it. Women don't talk to each other
yeah.
like that.
She no. brings her dry cleaning and is like, there's all your clothes dry cleaned. And then the other woman who...
The journalist.
She's kicking out the journalist. Says, oh, yeah, like, does he always have you running out, picking up dry cleaning for him? And she says, no, he sometimes gets me to take out the trash as well.
Oh, I'm sorry for those characters.
And that's, like, how we're... introduced him. Obviously, we're not meant to like him. Yeah. Like, we're not meant to like him, but we are meant to like Pepper. Like, we are meant to like their relationship. And it's so weird and so damaging.
But also, that kind of way of being is his through line throughout the multiple films that he's in. Like, he never lets that go. And people see it as charming.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's definitely not.
It's so gross. Grim. The fact that he, like, isn't in the room when she wakes up.
Oh,
I find
and gets his
really
female
alarming.
Assistant to throw her out.
Yeah.
I mean, and refer to
who
her
he's
as trash.
Also like coming onto frequently.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, speaking of coming onto employees, we have our next employee. This is film Iron Man 2, the moment where Tony meets Natasha Romanoff.
Oh my god, I love that.
But so she seems to be this Stark Industries new assistant. She's actually this fucking sick undercover agent.
Yes.
And she walks into the room and he's like. Clocks her.
I mean,
and he's like,
to be fair,
who are you?
You can't ignore.
Which, like, we're with
Natasha
him.
Romanoff. Yeah, those, that. Oh my god,
I just had a stroke.
She just came.
I can't. I was thinking, I was going. Her lovely personality is that's what
is that what you were gonna say? Yeah.
It's her intelligence.
I was going, don't bring her down to just how attractive she is, but also I'm literally having a stroke thinking about how attractive she is.
Yeah, like if I didn't know I was queer
before
I saw her in that film, I certainly did when
know.
I did.
Yeah.
Does that make sense at all?
Fucking hell, yeah.
I knew when I started
Hannah, are you okay?
I'm actually sweating.
She's melting.
I can't. I really...
I get it.
Scarlett Johansson just...
I know. But especially in Natasha Romanoff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost in the Shell can fuck off.
Yes.
Yeah. Get fucked. Yeah. To be honest with you, actually, like, Scarlett Johansson... As a celeb. As a celeb, doesn't really like call to me, but as Natasha or in, oh my God, what's that film?
Lost in Translation?
No, the one.
Lucy?
The Woody Allen film.
Oh, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Yes.
All of them in that film.
Oh, we should do that film.
Yeah, we should do that film, but we do just want to caveat, we know it's problematic.
Yeah.
We do know this.
Yeah, we don't like Woody Allen.
Yeah, fit film. So
fit. Sorry, guys, that was a real moment. I really had a breakdown.
Yes, no, but that is what Natasha Romanoff does to
you. And that's exactly what Iron Man does, to be fair. That's what Tony does. So, so Natasha kind of comes in and she's this new assistant. We don't know anything about her. And she comes in with Pepper's character.
And Pepper and him are not together.
And him aren't together. They've had moments. Pepper's his assistant.
Right, yeah.
And Happy, who's his... driver, his bodyguard, Iron Man's really close friend, they're in the room and they're boxing, they're having a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of going at it, and as soon as he walks in, as I said, Iron Man clocks her immediately.
Yeah.
And they have this kind of back and forth in between them. He gets her to get in the ring. He's never met her before. It's like,
oh my God.
First day on the job, he's like, where did she come from?
I'm going to box her.
And Pepper's like, legal. As in, like, from the legal department.
Right.
So he's sat there watching her in the boxing ring.
So he's got her in the boxing ring.
Oh, he's watching her, he's not boxing
her. He's now making Happy
box with her. That's so funny. I thought you were like,
give her a lesson, and he's like, oh, is it my tie or something like that.
I was thinking that it was like, oh, you're really fit, I want to punch you in the face.
No, he's kind of is putting her on the spot and is embarrassing her.
He's googling her.
Yeah, so he goes off and he sits with Pepper and he says, where's she from? And Pepper says, she's from legal and she is potentially a very expensive sexual harassment lawsuit if you keep ogling her like that. Literally, she's not wrong. A line, and she's not wrong. Obviously, Natasha Romanoff beats Happy up, and everyone's like, whoa. Wow. But just like immediately, he's just on her. They have this kind of dynamic in the whole film. He's super predatory, to be honest.
Yeah, and like, then
it does not age well.
When she leaves, he goes to Pepper, I want one.
No!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. That's similar to James Bond and the like. How indisposable, oh no, how disposable women are, yeah. And like almost like a doll.
Yeah.
Like, I want one copy of
She's
that.
Not a fucking meatloaf sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, grim. I want one, but that's not how it works.
I want her, not one.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Idiot.
So, yeah. More on Pepper. So, Pepper's kind of the main person who
romantic
we see
interest.
Is his romantic interest. We see the longevity. We see kind of his growth as a person / rock boy.
And she's played by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. Their chemistry is so wonderful. She kind of starts the film literally saying, take out the trash. And they have this whole journey until...
Over three films.
No, over like 10 years of films, all the way to the final Avengers.
Oh,
their relationship
see.
Spans. So there is like an epic love story.
Yeah.
But we see him in the beginning of these films, like he doesn't treat her very well. So Pepper's character, she's the powerhouse. She's his assistant. She kind of is running Stark Industries, a multi-million dollar, billion-dollar corporation. Yeah. She's running the whole show.
In heels,
dealing with Tony's... barrage of flirting, like,
and looking fabulous,
looking utterly fabulous. He's manic, he gets her to do everything.
He's like, constantly breaking shit as well.
Yeah, oh my god, he's breaking everything. He doesn't treat her properly. Like, yeah. I bet he doesn't pay her that well. He forgets her birthday.
Oh god, he's terrible, like, fuckboy. Yeah. Man child.
Oh, yeah, yes, he doesn't know his social security number.
Yeah.
Yes.
In that scene.
Yeah, 5. And he's like, you know the other 8.
Yeah.
But there's this moment where we see their relationship start to change in the first film.
Mm.
There's a ball, there's a Stark.
Yes, I've seen this clip.
Yep. So this is the bit where he's walking up and someone says, Tony. And he's like, do you remember me? No.
Yeah, gross.
And, you know, so he goes up, he's at the bar, he's chatting to some corporate client. He's not meant to be there. He never comes to these things.
Mm.
Pepper runs the show. And he clocks her across the room.
And he's bought her the outfit that she's wearing,
bought herself the outfit on his card.
On his card.
That was her birthday present to herself.
Quote, unquote.
Because he forgot.
Mm.
So Tony sees her across the room and he's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, scrum, scrum, getting me tum, tum. And they have this like...
Those exact words.
So, that's exactly what it says, actually. It's such good writing.
Really highbrow. It just turns into a literal child.
Yum, yum, scrum, scrum, scrum.
He turns into a witch, actually.
But did you think the sexual tension was there in that scene?
I felt like it was a flustered lady
who
had a boss coming on to her.
Yeah, and she wasn't wearing deodorant.
It's quite uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not comfortable to watch.
No, definitely not.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, no, you're really into Gwyneth and Robert Downey Jr.'s
chemistry. Yeah, they're vibe. And I've also watched all the films multiple times and I'm like, oh, so cute. But yeah, it's really uncomfortable. She's uncomfortable. She's super flustered.
She does not want to dance with him.
No, but then he's saying, it's just a dance, it's just a dance. He kind of is a little gaslighty. Like, no, I think you're reading into it. I don't think anyone would have seen it that way. And she says to him...
He's got nothing to lose, though.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she says to him.
Yeah,
she says,
it was boundaries.
Not just a dance. You don't understand because you're you. And everybody knows exactly who you are and how you are with girls and all of that, which is completely fine. But, you know, then me... You're my boss and I'm dancing with you. It makes me look like the one who's trying to, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different thing. then they have this weird moment where they nearly kiss. After saying that, they then nearly kiss, which is just such weird writing. Like, it doesn't make sense. She's just said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly she wants to kiss him.
You know what, though, signals, man?
I think also there's a real, like, problematic trope
it's
in
problematic
this.
It's problematic writing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's because it's that thing of, like...
No means yes.
No means yes. And yes. Girls just actually want you to push a little bit. No. No means no.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like, a fun, like, oh, bless her, she's so flustered saying no. She's uncomfortable saying no because we're not taught to say no.
Yes. Leave her alone.
Even remotely acting like no, respect her boundaries and step the fuck away.
Yes, yeah. And he does step the fuck away, but in the wrong kind of way. He goes to get her drink.
On other women.
And he doesn't return. He leaves her on the fucking roof after all of that.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
She just wants a bloody martini.
I know, and that, my friends, is Tony Stark.
Yeah, total narcissist.
Yes, total narcissist. I mean, him and Pepper fall in love, they break up, they get back together. Mm.
But she is basically his mother. I mean, she says, you wouldn't be able to tie your shoelaces without me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no wonder he marries her.
Yeah. He can't function without her.
Yeah. He literally can't. He's not a person without her. Massive spoiler alert. Like, massive spoiler alert. Tony sacrifices himself for mankind. Like, he does redeem himself in a big way.
Oh, does he die? Okay, yeah. But first, he fucks up a lot.
He has such a journey.
In Age of Ultron, he creates Ultron.
Shit, does he die?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, spoiler.
Yeah, a massive spoiler.
Fuck, I wish I didn't know that.
I wish I'd told you to put your fingers in your ears.
Oh, I wish you had to. Damn it. Oh, well, that's a shame. That's a shame.
It's not just Tony, though.
Lots of them. All of them.
Who else dies, Kath?
Don't worry, we're going to get to
that. Don't want Dumbledore 2.0. Fucking hell.
Hedwig.
So he is a true fuckboy.
Yeah.
Despite all of that, he's married to the work, he's married to being a hero, he's married to his ego.
Yeah. He's really married to his ego.
And it's his biggest fucking downfall.
Completely.
Yeah. Would you still fuck him?
I would. For the anecdote.
Yeah, for the story.
I wouldn't.
Does he redeem himself? I think so. But he's still a fuckboy.
He is a fuckboy.
He's a fuckboy. But that is his character, to be fair.
So now we move on to someone who is not a fuckboy. This is quite a controversial pick, guys.
Okay.
Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Oh, this is your hot take, isn't it?
I'm going to give you it's my super hot take.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking. He's the archetypal hero. He's the epitome of good. He's literally this guy who's a skinny, wheezy little kid. Mm-hmm. In Captain America, he throws himself over a grenade to stop other people getting hurt. It's why he's chosen, because of this, like, act of valour. He just...
Yeah. Very Gryffindor.
Yeah, very Gryffindor.
The Gryffindor.
Like, he's the guy who is worthy enough to, like, pick up Mjolnir. Like, he's...
To pick up what?
Thor's hammer.
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
Thor's hammer.
This is to the geeks out there.
To pick up Mjolnir.
He, like, you have to be worthy. And he picks it up. Like,
oh, does he?
He gets injected with super soldier serum. It destroys, like, so many people. They go bad. He stays good.
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking, Kath, how is this guy a fuckboy?
Mm.
He's the good guy. But he's bad with women.
Is he?
He is bad with women. Mm-mm. If you don't know, he's like the god of a man played by Chris Evans.
Oh, okay, here's my hot take. I think he looks like a plank of wood.
Crawl up inside that man and settle down for a long life.
He's a camp in there.
I just want to camp right up in there.
He's a good looking plank of wood.
I felt the same as you, Hannah, and then I watched all of his films in the Marvel Universe. And I was like, holy shit.
I could get more on board when he has a beard. He looks like a plank of wood with a beard, which is nicer.
It's so fit. So we are going to go back to full-on plank of wood.
Yeah.
Which is the Captain America First Avenger.
Yeah, First Avengers, I was like, who is this plank of wood in a spangly suit?
Yeah, exactly.
What is going on?
So he starts as this, like, a skinny, weedy little kid. Mm. And he has a crush on Hayley Atwell's character, Peggy.
Yes, yes.
So this is his, like, big love interest. They have great chemistry. She kind of even crushes on him before he's...
Yeah. He is literally obsessed with her.
He's obsessed with her. Like, they have this back and forth where... You know, they talk about dancing and they do like extremely 1940s style flirting.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're like, maybe you can dance with me. I'm just waiting for the right partner. And she's like, maybe I'll wait for the right partner. And it's so like old and quaint and sweet. Oh. Yes, exactly that. Before this, they have this kind of flirty, really sweet relationship. And then he like jacks up. Boom, boom. He gets really big and
gets people pumped full of chemicals.
People start to fancy him. So he fancies Peggy. He's like not been into girls for his whole life. He's at work where he works with Peggy, the woman he is trying to flirt with.
Yeah.
A random soldier comes up, a private, comes up to him, sneaks him off into a corner, snogs him.
A man? A male?
A woman.
A female private.
Played by Natalie Dormer.
Straight to you.
A private. Well, I thought, I didn't know what time period this was, because if it was 1940s, I'm not really sure where we are in the world.
Yes, she's a private in America.
In the modern day.
No, in the
1940s. In the 1940s?
Yeah, because there were, like, women working in the...
Right.
In the...
I didn't realise that they were fighting then, but that's good.
Yeah. She's called Private Lorraine, I think is her name. The character's name. Played by Natalie Dormer. Mm. So she like pulls him off and kisses him.
She always plays the other woman.
Doesn't she? She always plays the other woman.
I know. Someone give her a leading lady role, please.
For God's sakes. She's great. Absolutely brilliant.
Anne Boleyn. Brilliant.
Incredible.
I saw her in Venus and Furs and she was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, she's obviously like the seductress in this.
Yeah.
She pulls him off. She kisses him. Obviously, Peggy comes in because it's where she works.
Yeah.
Like,
just don't do that.
Obviously, she comes in. So she comes in and she's like, hi, we're ready for you if you're not otherwise occupied. So then Steve turns around, completely ignores the woman who he's just been kissing.
Private Lorraine.
And he goes, Agent Carter, wait. She says, looks like finding a partner wasn't that hard at all.
Oh.
Yeah, it's their like cute little flirting about the dancing.
Yeah.
So that's his first fuck boy move.
Wait, did he throw her off or did she throw him off? What happened?
With Lorraine?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as
Peggy walks in. He throws her off.
Yeah, he just completely forgets about her.
Real fuckboy move there.
He like doesn't even talk to her. He just follows Peggy out the room.
Right, I
completely ignores her.
Just have the courage to ask Peggy out.
Yeah.
One, ask Peggy out. Two, if you're going to ask Peggy out, don't kiss someone else where she works.
Yeah.
Three, if you're going to kiss someone, maybe be nice to them.
Yeah, respect them.
Afterwards. They're not disposable like that.
Yeah.
Don't chuck them in the middle.
You could have not kissed her, but you kissed her.
Yeah. To be fair, it'd be hard to say no to Natalie Dormer.
It would be hard, but it's not that hard.
It's impossible.
Have you seen that video of her and Jennifer Lawrence kissing?
No!
Repeat, motherfuckers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're at the Oscars, and Natalie Dormer's doing a really serious interview, and then Jennifer Lawrence comes up behind her and is meant to kiss her on the cheek, and Natalie Dormer turns, and then they smack lips, and it's so fantastic.
I love
like
it.
Make it a thing.
Oh my god,
just,
I love
just
it.
Just pausing, printing it out and putting it on your ceiling so you wake up every day and see that first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Hilarious. So then we bang to 66 years later. Steve's been in the ice.
Yep. He's been on ice.
Cryogenics next to
Disney and Rasputin's penis.
What a combo.
What a combo. So, obviously, Steve's, like, woken up in this completely different world. Peggy's obviously 66 years older, so he can't go on a date with Peggy.
Yeah.
She's wrinkled. She hasn't been...
She's wrinkled. She's
sleeping on that side pillow.
Yeah, no. She's old.
No, she's not.
He's really sad about it. Goes to her funeral, and he meets this woman who's her niece.
Don't fuck people at her funeral.
He then gets with her niece.
No.
Gets with her niece.
I love it. That's so creepy.
So creepy. He asks her niece to help him with... So he like breaks the law, goes against the government and is like on the run. Asks Sharon Carter, Peggy's niece, to help him. She breaks the law to help him, meaning that she can no longer work for the company that she works for. Oh. She has to live in exile. She can't see her family. In exhale. She can't see her family. She can't return to America. She spends years in exile.
In this like freaky made up like Tokyo-esque.
Place called Matrepur.
Okay, yeah. No, it's never worth it.
He forgets to get her pardoned.
What?
He forgets to get her pardoned. It's so wild.
That is just so rude.
Yeah, Falcon needs to be pardoned. Natasha Romanoff, yeah, got to pardon her. Me, please.
Anyone else?
Done. No, I can't think of anyone else.
Did I ruin anyone else's life?
He completely forgets about her. Five years later, TV series, like... We come meet her and she's like...
In Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, she's like, I'm pissed.
I'm pissed off about that.
She's now...
Like, so he is also... Captain America is Winter Soldier?
No. There was a TV series called Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And in that,
we are reintroduced to
Captain America's ex.
One-time love affair, his ex's niece.
Yes. My God, she did not sign up for 5 years.
No, wild.
That is worse than, that's terrible.
That's wild. She's like really, really pissed off and is now like a massive international crime lord. Like,
well, I don't blame her. She has to keep herself busy.
Girl got to eat.
So, you got her fired.
Truly annoying.
That's actually on him.
That's my hot take. I think he's a fuckboy.
I think that's very nice guy fuckboy. Where it's like, oh my God, no. Like I didn't realise.
I forgot. I use and, you know, not necessarily always rely on your vape.
Yeah. It's 2021, so get rid of your cigarettes, unplug that vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum.
It's the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, you don't even have to leave your house, because Lucy has delivery down.
Mm-hmm. So, F-Boy podcast listeners, go to uk.lucy.co and use promo code FBOY to get 20% off your first order of nicotine gum.
That's uk.lucy.co and use the promo code FBOY at checkout.
Also, we do have to give this disclaimer.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's uk.lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code FBOY. This is wonderful. I'm going to tell you about my favourite fuck girl of all time.
Yes.
Madame.
Madame.
Natasha Romanoff.
Oh, Mademoiselle, more like.
Mademoiselle. She is the spice of the MCU. She's incredible.
Yeah, she really is.
Oh. She's incredible.
So fit.
That scene in the first Avengers where she's in the tied chair. Up in the chair. And they're torturing her. The Russians are torturing... Are they Russian?
It's so yeah. sick.
They're torturing her. Well, I guess her. So.
I think they are Russian.
Yeah, they're fake. He's about to pull her teeth out.
Again, if you're a lady and you think you're straight, watch that scene.
You'll know.
You will know. Yeah,
for sure.
Minimum 5%.
Holy...
Yeah.
I'd say it goes straight up to 100% when you clock eyes on that baby.
Yeah, those
She's
lips.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
So, so astoundingly good in that fight scene.
So good.
And when she's like tied up and she's just phone. Got a phone in between her ear and her shoulder.
Yes.
And she's like, guys, I'm in the middle of, yeah, I'm in the middle of something. And, and they're like, we need you now. And she's,
ugh, fine. Oh, so good.
Wow. Her lips, man.
Jesus Christ.
And she's so fucking good at acting.
She's so good
yeah,
at acting.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
There were some lines where I was like, oh, that would be such a difficult line to say.
Yeah.
Like that bit where she's talking to Bruce, to Banner at the... Well,
I know.
And he's like, oh, what's a girl like you doing in a place like this? And she's like, oh, Vela did me wrong.
This
and
is an Age of Ultron, by the
we
way.
We will be
no,
doing this.
Is, no, it's not. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is an Age of Ultron. Sorry.
Maybe this is the time, actually, to do... Should we do the scene?
Should we do the scene?
Oh! Yes! Who wants to have a go at that line?
Oh!
Yeah, I'll have a go at it.
Oh.
Speak up or forever hold your peace.
Forever hold your peace.
Okay, why don't you be Natasha Romanoff because you have the husky voice.
Yes.
I'll be Bruce.
So for anyone who just doesn't know, Natasha is amazing. Russian spy. She was trained in this Russian boot camp. She's lived quite a life. And this is in Age of Ultron. They're at a party. It's between the Hulk, aka Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm.
And Natasha, she's behind the bar, she's pouring herself a drink.
A very nice looking red drink, which I was like, what
is it? A Cosmopolitan?
I thought it might be.
Yeah. Fancy.
Can we just, who's Bruce Banner played by? Can we just talk about that for a second?
Bruce Banner is played by, what was
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, that's his name.
Yeah.
So does he do Mark Ruffalo?
Incredible.
Yes, fuck yeah. Fit. Mark Ruffalo is so...
He's a woof.
He's a dilf, isn't he?
He's so talented.
Isn't
I
he?
Cannot handle him.
The way, the like, empathy and nuance that he plays Banner with is so beautiful and incredible.
But and also his kind of, like, dopiness.
Yes.
Kind of like...
Because it's a very convoluted thing to kind of play. Like, it's very layered and it's a little bit like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Like, it's a bit
tortured.
Trite. Like, yeah. And he plays it just so well, being like, okay, you have to look kind of sad, but you're consistently angry all the time. And then you have this moral compass. And also, you're really charming, but also, you're really endearing. It's like,
and also, you're so fucking smart.
Yeah. There's so much going on.
Yeah,
and he just plays it so well.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very impressive. Very good actors in the Avengers.
Yeah, very good
and that's
actors.
One thing that it's my favourite thing about the Avengers, yeah. I think, is seeing all those actors work together, be in the same room with each other and knowing that, you know, these fucking massive movie stars and that the egos that come with that are playing off each other. And I find that so exciting to watch.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Rolling? Mm-hmm. Sounds weird.
And action.
Hound at night. Oh, fucking hell.
Off to a flying
man.
Take two.
Down speed. And action.
How'd a nice girl like you wind up working in a dump like this?
Fella done me wrong.
You got lousy taste in men, kid.
He's not so bad. Well, he has a temper. Deep down, he's all fluff. Fact is, he's not like anybody I've ever known. All my friends are fighters. And here comes this guy, spends his life avoiding the fight because he knows he'll win.
Sounds amazing.
He's also a huge dork. Chicks dig that. So, what do you think? Should I fight this or run with it?
Run with it, right? Or what did he do that was so wrong to you?
Not a damn thing. But never say never.
Oh
yeah,
spicy.
And then Captain America comes along and he's like
I've seen Natasha floating off post, this ain't that. And
yeah,
you're like, Steve,
shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. Planko Wood, get out of here. No,
it's truly so good.
I love them.
I mean, that is just like, God, she's just so fit. And then we just talk about how much she loves flirting.
Yeah.
And there's this one scene, I've not got it here, it's in Captain America and the Winter Soldier. If you've not seen some of the films, and you want to watch a film where you're like, I just want to think about how fit Scarlett Johansson is for like a really long time.
Yeah.
Watch Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Okay, this is my hot take, didn't really like that film.
Yeah, I know you didn't. I totally know what you mean. It's a bit more Bourne-y than Marvel-y, which I quite like.
Yeah, you're into Bourne, though.
I'm into Bourne. The sound design.
Yeah, Jason Bourne.
I love him.
It's so random. It's from your dad, isn't it?
Oh, fuck.
It's where your daddy issues lie.
I know.
And Jason Bourne.
Loving Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
I'm like, what about somebody who's on the run who cannot commit emotionally?
Fit. So fit.
High likelihood they will die.
Yes.
Fit.
I really want someone who can just disappear at any point.
Yes. Honestly, Natasha in that film, there's a point where she pulls up in a car all the way to when they're back at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm.
If you know, you know. If you don't worry about it. But just, if you're watching it, just watch that bit.
So fit.
She's got such crackle. Like, she honestly can talk to anyone and be better at talking to them.
Is that what makes her a fuck girl?
What makes her a fuck girl is the fact that she is emotionally completely unavailable.
Yes.
And she lies through her teeth.
She does.
I've got another scene.
Yeah.
That I think shows this really, really, really well.
I'm just eating my croissant.
Yes, that's good. You just take your snack break.
Yeah, you just take your snack break, my darling.
Cool.
Like, I mean, to get Captain America a little bit hot under the collar,
you've
got to be pretty fit. So does anyone want to do this scene with me?
Oh, hell yeah. Speak up or forever hold.
Hold it, please. So we've got Hannah.
Go in there.
Who do you want to beat?
I'm going to cast.
Okay,
she's going to cast.
Okay, yeah. Hannah, Natasha.
Okay.
Kath, Steve, please.
Oh, okay. Love.
Okay. I've not... This is the first read, so here we go.
Oh.
Sound speed and action.
All right. I have a question for you. Oh, which you do not have to answer. I feel like if you don't answer it, though, you're kind of answering it, you know?
What?
Was that your first kiss since 1945?
That bad, huh?
I didn't say that.
Well, it kind of sounds like that's what you're saying.
No, I didn't. I just wondered how much practice you've had.
You don't need practice.
Everybody needs practice.
It was not my first kiss since 1945. I'm 95, not dead.
Nobody special, though?
Believe it or not, it's kind of hard to find someone with shared life experience.
Well, that's all right. You just make something up.
What, like you?
I don't know. The truth is a matter of circumstances. It's not all things to all people all the time. And neither am I.
That's a tough way to live.
It's a good way not to die, though.
You know, it's kind of hard to trust someone when you don't know who that someone really is.
Yeah? Who do you want me to be?
How about a friend?
Well, there's a chance you might be in the wrong business, Rogers.
Oh!
It's so
thick. Who do you want me to be?
Exactly.
I tell you, I want you.
And I think
I want you to be.
You can be anyone.
My girlfriend.
Lovely.
My wife.
My wife.
But she just plays everyone.
Yeah,
she's
that
playing
is very
games all the time. She yeah. just has everyone wrapped around her little finger.
Because that's how she gets people to tell them their information, right? That's her yes. very specific set of skills.
Yes. Yeah. But also, so, yeah, she's trained to be that way.
Yeah. Mm. She's
trained
her whole life.
Which we'll fucking discover when Black Widow drops.
Yes.
Hell yes.
I cannot wait.
So excited.
That will probably be out by the time this episode drops.
Oh, fantastic. Maybe we'll have to do a watch an instant reaction.
Yes.
Yes.
Have.
So she kind of like uses her sexuality, plays upon her sexuality, which is like quite a male trope to write that for a woman.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the character develops in such a way
yeah.
where that becomes unnecessary. Like sexuality is innately part of who she is and how Scarlett Johansson plays the character.
And I love that because she's so and it's unashamedly wonderful. Sexy.
Yes. Yeah. And she's also unashamedly powerful and unashamedly honest and unashamedly vulnerable at the end.
But it's also that thing of being yeah. like she's hitting these... a lot of the time men in the place where they are vulnerable, which is their sexuality, yes. because they think, oh, she wants to fuck me, like she's not a threat.
Yeah.
Like she's almost turning the patriarchy on its head and using it against them.
But that's exactly what she does.
Which is exactly what she does.
Yeah.
And she it's this classic scene when she's tied up. She's yeah. playing upon the fact that they think that she is a young, beautiful,
naive
woman.
Helpless
and she,
woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They underestimate her and that is yeah. to their detriment.
Tony Stark does it.
The same thing happens with Loki in the first Avengers.
Exactly yes. this. She tricks the god of mischief. Can we just yeah. think about
Can
that?
We just take a moment of silence, please?
She honestly...
Very impressive. Very
she
impressive.
She honestly chats him for like 30 seconds and gets, she knows exactly what yeah. he's going to do.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal.
He's like, assumes that she is this emotional being.
Yeah.
And that she's invested and in love with Hawkeye, right?
Well, yes, it seems that way.
And then, and that's how he ends up saying that it's the Hulk.
Yes.
That's his plan.
Yeah.
So it's very good, the way that she's...
I know, she's
saying,
incredible.
I'm not a hysterical woman, like yes. you think I am.
Yeah. And she plays the emotion she
yeah,
pretends.
Yeah, she does.
And he
yeah.
fucking believes
See,
it.
That is confusing. It would be hard to date her. Be like, did you actually come? I can't tell. You're a really, really good actor.
So good at acting. Yeah. Like, do you even like, is your name Natasha? I'm
yeah,
so
good. I do. Yeah.
Hawkeye and her is quite an interesting relationship.
I totally thought they were brother and sister for a long while.
One thought they were brother and sister, two thought they were in love. They're just supposed yeah. to be like best friends. But it's quite interesting having this like male character who's
yeah.
not supposed to be something sexual, is supposed to be a bit of a platonic relationship.
And I like that. Thank
yes.
God. We
I think
need
it's interesting they
she
give
owes
her that.
Him
her,
her
life.
Life.
Yeah.
And I guess that's also a testament to her being maybe less of a fuck girl, of being like, when I care about someone, someone's done something for me, they remain in my life.
Yes.
I'm so excited for you to watch Endgame.
Oh my god, I am
oh
excited.
My god.
I'm gonna lose the plot.
Oh,
it's incredible. Her character arc,
yeah.
like,
amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And the way that she kind of holds space for that character to really grow.
Yeah.
As in Scarlett Johansson does, she really fleshes out this character so that you trust that anywhere yeah. she goes... You're going to yeah. believe it. Really fucking excited for...
Black Widow,
oh. which hopefully will be out and yeah. we've released an episode about it.
And sliding all over our cinema chairs. Yeah.
Oh my God, we literally will be.
Truly.
What an icon.
What an icon. We
what
love
icon.
Her.
What an icon.
We love.
So my big question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Shag.
Yes!
Marry.
I'm so glad.
Am I?
Oh, shag, marry, avoid those three characters.
Those three.
Oh, those three?
And then we'll do the Avengers.
Shag, marry, Scarlet.
Avoid the other two. Naturally.
I would...
No, I'd shag Natasha. I'd probably marry Captain America, although he'd be fucking boring up.
Oh my God, you want to marry a plank of wood?
I'd avoid Tony Stark at all costs.
Oh, fuck.
See, Tony Stark in Endgame is like right up my street. They're like composting and yeah. like living in an eco-lodge.
Yeah.
But to
so
have
true.
To deal with the beginning bit.
But, okay, they're in a cabin, they're composting, they're whittling.
Yeah.
They're eating off... wooden plates.
Yeah.
But he's still trying to...
Did you see him trying to do the washing up? In that film? He tries to do the washing up and he's like...
like slapping it all over his face.
Like his body is covered in water and he's like, is there blah?
Like, I can't do it. Oh God.
Honestly, watch that film just for that moment. It's ridiculous.
Tony, do better.
Well, I mean, he's doing all that and yet he's still trying to reverse history.
Yeah, I know.
But so, also like buy a dishwasher. Bro. You're a billionaire.
Buy a fucking dishwasher, dude.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to reverse time.
Interesting.
So
you avoid. Would... Well, yeah.
Yeah, I would marry Captain America because I do have a soft spot. Yeah. You know, Chris, what's his name? Evans.
Lovely.
In those films really remind me of the old Hollywood movie stars. Not as charming as someone like Cary Grant, but he does have this thing that is timeless and charming. And
I guess that's why he plays that character, right? Because he's meant to be old Hollywood vibes.
Yes, and he does have that.
Yeah.
So I'd probably marry him. I would shag Natasha big time and then... Dumb.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time. Hannah?
I would marry Natasha, but obviously, like, she'd fuck with your head. Like, it would be a total nightmare. So maybe I'll just have to shag her. See, I really don't want to be married to a plank of wood, so maybe I'm going to have to marry Tony Stark. But I think...
I can see you guys together.
I can imagine having a lovely polyamorous relationship where I get to fuck Natasha throughout. Yeah. So... That would work.
Okay. See, I think Natasha by Endgame.
You would marry?
Potentially, but she's also super married to her work. Work is her world.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to have to marry Cap because at the end of the day, he chooses love.
And he's a lot more open than Natasha. Yeah.
I want to dance with him in the kitchen.
Yeah. Mm,
you know?
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I also just want to lie on his chest.
Yes.
Guys, I can get you both planks of wood. Like, you will be fine.
I'm
really not letting this joke go.
He's so fit.
Yeah, me too.
I think he is so...
Do you reckon if Chris Evans heard me calling him a plank of wood, he'd want to fuck me? Because that thing of like, you're just like me.
He doesn't want to fuck me.
Yeah, because it's like the only person who's like, no, you're not fooling me, babe.
Yeah, probably.
Or he'll hear me like gushing over him and be like, that's exactly the kind of thing I want. Someone who's obsessed with me.
Okay, great. No, I get the impression that he's a really lovely man from interviews.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That might seem like him more.
Yeah.
He does seem really lovely.
A bit too lovely.
Does he seem a bit planky? Is he a nice guy?
He's a nice guy.
Nice guy vibes.
Nice guy. Yeah. But I think a genuinely nice guy.
Well, we'll see.
He's at a big party.
Will we?
Oh, yeah. When he slides into my DMs after hearing me call him a plank of wood.
They all joke as well. They're like, everyone's got like kids and is settled down. And Chris Evans is just like, not me.
I think he's still trying to find his Peggy. Mom. His Peggy Carter.
He's hard to find a partner. Because isn't that the quote? The thing about...
Yes. He's not met the right partner.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me tying these jokes together. We love to see.
So Virgo of me. Tying them into neat little bows.
So yeah, I'm going to marry Kat. I'm going to shag Nat.
And avoid Tony.
And I'm going to avoid Tony.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, to be fair, the composting does sound great. But I'd rather be with Pepper is actually the crux of the story.
You'd be with Pepper.
Yes, I'd probably marry Pepper. Sure.
Final thing before we close off, I think we need to return to just to tie everything in a neat little bow.
Yes, tell me, darling.
Does Loki fuck?
Oh yeah.
Does Loki fuck? I don't think he fucks.
You don't think he fucks?
I just don't think he fucks. I think he's having too much fun.
I think he probably fucks a life-size waxwork of himself.
Yeah, he rubs his willy up against that giant golden statue in Ragnarok.
Yeah.
There's a giant golden statue of him.
Of him?
Of him.
Of himself.
If anybody is listening right now, I want you to go and I want you to watch Ragnarok and I just want you to watch the moment where Anthony Hopkins is being Loki, being Odin. I've just ruined it.
Oh gosh, spoilers.
And just watch that moment because it's the most delightful piece of acting I've ever seen in my entire life.
Didn't Anthony Hopkins say about that role?
Yeah, it's not acting.
It's not acting, I just say the lines.
Oh wow. Great for you, hon. That's great.
It's so funny. He's having so much fun in that fucking scene. It's so good.
So endearing.
It's hilarious.
Any room for another?
Any more?
That's all the fuckboys.
All the fuckboys.
Yeah.
All the fuckboys. All the fuckboys of Marvel right there for
the Avengers.
Well done, Kathy.
Thanks,
babies. Nailed it.
We will come back. We will do villains. We will do Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, we have not
got away with it.
No.
You nasty little characters.
We're coming for you.
Loki, Cate Blanchett. Yeah. I don't know her name in it.
Hella.
Okay, Cate Blanchett. I'm ready to have another stroke for you, Kate.
Oh, yeah. Cannot wait for it.
Join us next week for our very first Fuck Girl, where Hannah's taking us on a naughty 19th century escapade with one of the world's most iconic con women, Cassie Chadwick. In the meantime, you can help us by rating and following the F-Boy podcast wherever you're listening. You can find even more fuckboyery on social media at F-Boy Podcast and on our website at fboypodcast.com, where you can send us your very own listener stories. We want to hear from you. We want to hear all about those fuckboys. Special thanks to our brilliant producers at Audio Boom. So hold on to those diamonds and lock up your husbands, because Cassie Chadwick, we're coming for you.